You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is Jack Harrison from NYCFC, and you're listening to The Cooligans.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what we've been used to. We've been just our passports are getting stamped all day.
Are you kidding me, son? Well, is it stamped if we just keep going into Canada every 2 weeks? Back and
forth. At this point, they just like know us at the border. They're like, all right, you're good. You're good.
Another
just
soccer game, huh, boys?
Oh, not hockey? Oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, then I can't talk to you about this.
Welcome to the show. This is the Cooligans here in Toronto.
We are in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The 51st state at this point for us.
Yes. We came back the second time to Canada to basically sort out, all our the living situation after January 21st.
Right, exactly. I'm here to report. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. So, we were.
This is kind of our apology tour, though. Every time we mention we're from America, we get one question, and you guys can imagine what it is.
It's
about our president-elect.
Yeah. Yeah, and so clearly people internationally are paying attention to the American news media. They have their eye on it.
But you know what else they're paying attention to?
The MLS Cup. Yes. Oh boy.
We
were at the MLS Cup at BMO Field, and holy crap. I mean, it was a crazy, the entire weekend was a crazy experience for us.
It was wild. Have you ever been to like an all-star game, like as part of like, the media or the league, or have you ever been to a Super Bowl and been like a part of it?
No, I've never been a part of it. I have no friends.
Yeah. No.
Alexis.
Yeah. No. Well, me neither, buddy. I got you. That's why people are like, hey, sometimes you guys argue on the podcast and it seems real. Why are you guys still friends? We don't have anyone else. We've made our lives together.
Yeah. We attended the MLS Cup as a member of the press. We were
the member of the media.
We're the member of the media. We are the mainstream media, or the lamestream media, as the alt-right would say.
I was gonna make another joke, but you did pretty good. We're also part of the gotcha media.
That's right. We had an absolute blast. I mean,
first of all, there's surprisingly there's so many things that happened. It's not just the game.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's
you thought
parties.
You
thought, there's events. There's like there's gatherings.
I'm breaking stuff. Sorry.
and that's like a part of, you know, I've never been to a Super Bowl or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I can imagine it's very, very similar.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, like, you know, they have, like, Media Week, and a lot of people, like, at the Super Bowl, like, they'll go on ESPN and be like, oh, that party last night was crazy. And I'm always like, they're probably not that good. They're great.
They're literally that. They are great. And look, when it comes to, an MLS party, I'm sure it's not like an NBA party, you know. I'm sure they go a little extra lavish with an NBA party.
I bet you proportionately this is good though.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, look, we went to our first night, Friday night. MLS had a pre-game party, like for like a lot of members
for the elites.
For the elites of the MLS.
For those of us in the media Illuminati.
All of us with rocking our monocles.
Yeah, try wearing that mask where like you can't see anything. Like the nose comes out real big, like a beak.
I mean, it very much was. It was at the Art Gallery
of Ontario.
AGO, is it? And we walk in and it looks like an Eyes Wide Shut party.
Yeah, 100%. It looked like they were leading you into an orgy. Like, there were women wearing, beautiful dresses, but they kind of gothic almost.
Yes, and they had the eye shadow, like, in Black Swan, covering their
complete eye.
Yeah, the complete eye.
Yeah, they look like cats. It was odd, and they were like, right this way. I'm like, I don't think this is where I'm going. I thought, like, you know, I'd have, like, Cuauhtémoc Blanco and Alexi Lalas, you know, in Eurocut suits going, right this way. This is a different party you're inviting us to, man.
Very, very classy. And there's these exotic women, there's exotic art on the wall. I'm like, what are we getting ourselves into?
Yeah, music, dance music too. Yeah. I mean, hip-hop. I mean, it was everything.
We walk in and
food
I mean
plenty.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh boy.
just everybody,
the who's who
of American soccer is in that room, and we were we were lucky enough to be in there.
Well, that's how it was, the who's who. If we weren't there, it would have been the who's you of American
who
soccer.
Who is you?
Yeah. Yo, right quick, who is you? I will say that people were, I think the entire weekend were looking at us and going, either they knew who we were and they were like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Why are you here? Or people didn't know who we were and then we tell them and they go, why are you here? It's kind of like that sentiment, but like in a positive way. It was like a fun way. It was like, you know, we were sort of, it felt, we were like, we were invited.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't crash the party.
No,
we were,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, it felt like we were purposely invited, not like, oh, we better let these guys in.
It was cool because, look, it's what, it was the 21st MLS Cup, 21st season of the MLS. I don't imagine parties in the past being as, I don't know, as lively as we helped make it to some degree. I mean, look, well, I'm not saying we're like celebrities or anything, but they, as far as like just charming conversation as opposed to just small talk between two journalists.
That's us.
I think we brought the heat.
We brought the heat. We were DPs.
Yeah, we were DPs on this party.
We were designated personalities. 100%, dog. If it wasn't for us, that would have been boring.
Yeah. Look, we got to meet so many people.
Oh,
let's just go down the line. We don't even have enough time to even talk about each individual experience, but we got to meet Juan Agudelo.
Juan Agudelo is incredible. Great personality.
New England Revolution striker. He was at the party.
He's a homie.
He's a homie. We talked to him for about half an hour.
Yeah.
Dope. Just a cool dude.
Yeah. No, there's no wall up for this guy.
Yeah.
He is just like, well, you got a question? You want to talk?
Yeah.
Everything with him is real talk. It's just great. It's fun.
And that's another cool thing about, you know, a lot of MLS players, even if, you know, you're some that make a lot more money than others. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still a sense of, I guess, with the state of MLS where it's not like, you know, you're not, if you're a player, you're not going to get swamped in the street. TMZ is not necessarily going to follow you.
Yeah.
There's a sense of humility. There's a sense of accessibility to the players. And Juan Agudelo was just sitting down. We walk up to him, start talking to him. He's like, yo, I think I seen you guys. And and that was like crazy.
Immediately he was like, wait, I know you guys.
I know
you. And we're like, no, you don't.
Blushing in front of Juan Agudelo.
We're like doing that thing where like one foot is over the other. Like, you know what I mean?
Just pigeon toed walking.
Yeah, we're standing there like Yadros. Yeah. Like, precious moments. That's what I'm talking about.
He was awesome. We met Sasha Kljestan.
Oh, yeah.
New York Red Bull midfielder, assist king of the MLS.
And, you know, he was up for MVP.
Yeah, that's
nominated,
right.
Nominated. Did not win, though.
That's right. And that was interesting, too, because, look, we're NYCFC fans. We talked to him a little bit about being NYCFC fans and talking. And he wasn't a dick about it. He was
didn't
super
like
cool.
Break his bottle of Heineken. He's like, get away from me.
No, he was cool. That was awesome. We got to meet a bunch of people from Fox Sports Soccer.
Oh yeah. Fox Sports was great. Rob Stone is amazing.
Rob Stone, just an absolute great human being.
Is it
so
Julie
warm.
Or Julia Stewart Banks. I think it's Julie Stewart Banks. She's great. She's awesome.
Alexi Lalas. Oh my goodness.
Come on, my new text buddy. Are you kidding me?
We're gonna slide into Lalas' DMs. Or something, man.
Yo, Lalas.
Yo, just text Lalas. Yo, you up, Lalas?
Ooh, Lalas. What you doing right now? Because we bored and we want to talk.
he was great.
He was also like, he cared about what we did. Everyone else was like, oh, you're comedians? And it was like this kind of like make me laugh.
Yeah.
Not even that, or like, hey, these guys are fun. He was like, wait, you're comedians and you do soccer. Talk to me about this. Well, what about this? Oh, that's a great idea. And what about that? And he was like, he cared.
Yeah.
Closest I've had to having a dad. he cared about what I was doing.
Yeah. He said he was proud of us.
Yeah. He tussled both of our hair on the way out, and he never spoke to my mom again. So it's exactly like my dad, you know?
Look, we could talk about parties all day. We'll get into more of this stuff. Look,
I bet you this party could have just been an episode.
That's right. Look, this is gonna be an abridged version of the podcast. We are in Toronto. We're in our Airbnb
right now.
We're a couple blocks away from BMO Field. But let's very quickly.
It's snowing out here, by the way.
It's snowing out here in Toronto. Luckily, it didn't snow this night. But we were. Let's talk a little bit about the game. The Seattle Sounders are your MLS 2016 champs.
Without a shot on goal.
Without a shot on goal. Did they not even get one? Yeah, they didn't
not
get one.
One shot on goal.
Look, it was the game already. It was everyone expected Toronto to win. They're at home. It's so cold. You would think Toronto has some somewhat an advantage.
Advantage, yeah.
The fans at BMO Field were on fire. No one was sitting down the entire match.
We can confirm that.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was also insanely cold.
Wow.
That was the first thing you sort of noticed. Yeah, as soon as you stepped out the door, you're like, oh, am I going to be, hopefully it's 90 minutes, right? Yeah. Because I don't want to be outside in this weather this long.
You're thinking to yourself, well, that's the positive soccer. It's a relatively quick game. Within 10 minutes, I think I looked up and I was like, I can't feel my feet.
Yeah, it got cold. It was very, very cold. And luckily, MLS was kind enough, for the people in the press, give us nice little blankets.
Yeah, a little blankie.
I call it MLS blankie. Yeah. I'm going to sleep with it every night now.
Are you kidding me? I kept that bad boy. And I will say this. At first, with our media passes, you kind of go into the stadium itself, and you're going up into the press box, and you're in the elevator, and you're like, oh, okay. All right, maybe the windows will be open. Maybe that's what they mean by outside.
Exactly.
And then we go to the press area, and they're like, oh, okay, you have to go to this section. And then you go through a door, and then it's like a tent with windows open. You're like, all right.
Okay, I could do
it. It's going to be cold, whatever.
Do.
There's kind of a tent. We'll figure it out. And then you go to him, and you're looking for your name, and it's not anywhere. And you're like, oh, I wonder where I go. And another guy goes, oh, no, you got to go this way. Yeah. And then as soon as the door opens, it's like, there's like leaves flying.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's people yelling, all right, find your way home.
They give it a nice name. We were the Press Tribune.
Yes, the Press Tribune.
So, basically, I mean, like, it's the press you're just outside, dog. You're watching.
We've already started on your in memoriam, in memoriam, whatever it is.
You got it right the first time.
Thank you.
We got to experience the game with
amongst
the fans. We're very close to the fans, but we were in with the press.
Yeah.
Some people are typing away, working on that. You get the big story. They need to get it to the presses.
Some people are live tweeting it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Facebook Living, this stuff. So you start to see where the state of soccer media is. I mean, for American soccer media, that's everybody who's like significant and has any kind of reach and connects with who gets that information to the fans was in that area that we were in, and that so that was. It was cool to be a part of that. It's cool to see how professional people are, regardless of how cold it was. Nobody was complaining.
Yeah, nobody.
It was just that's the reality of the game.
Yeah, and people were helping each other out. You could borrow their phone chargers and stuff because I didn't realize this. We marched with the supporters, and you guys will see the video.
Yeah.
All of our equipment were dying instantly.
Yeah, it was just so cold that our batteries were draining.
And I think at first we were walking so much, and we were bundled up. We were pretty prepared for this one.
Yeah.
The same way we were prepared for Montreal and didn't need to be. Excuse me. This one we were prepared for. And it didn't feel that cold because we were so bundled up. So your phone died almost within like maybe 20 minutes max.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, his phone must be crappy. His iPhone 7. my success is fine. I look up, it's dead. And then our batteries were dying on our cameras. And, Dave, beast of a man, Dave was out there. His camera, I don't know. He got a special camera. I don't know what happened. His camera didn't even. I think he lost 10% battery the entire night. He was filming video. It's a monster.
Was cool. Yeah, I mean, Dave Montion was with us. He was filming. He got a videographer press pass, and he's just on the pitch.
Well, the funniest thing is like we got the press passes, and we're like, "Yo, Dave, you want to come out? You could be the videographer. You could film us as we're doing stuff." Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Our press passes said field access none. His unlimited.
Stark difference between those two passes. Unlimited and none?
None.
Zero. Yeah. Meaning not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. And him? Whatever you want. In fact, take their share that they would have had. It was so funny where Dave was like, all right, peace, guys. I'm going to go to the pitch. And we're just up there freezing. He's down there high-fiving people as they're trying to get corners. He's having a chit-chat with Nicholas Ladero. And he's like, yo, these streamers are crazy, right, my dude? Like Dave's out there living life. We're up there.
After Seattle had the trophy celebration.
Yeah.
We found our way.
We took a wrong turn somewhere. Next thing you know, we're amongst the players.
We're amongst the players
celebrating with their away fans.
Yeah, on the pitch.
On the pitch.
That was just surreal. And
I think none of us lost our heads, which is the best part.
Yeah, we all kept that composure. Yeah. Nobody said anything silly or weird. That would kind of embarrass all of Cuba. Good thing that didn't happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. Follow our Instagram follow our Twitter, and also check out the video when it comes out.
Yes.
It's going to be lit.
Make sure you follow, especially on our Instagram. We put a bunch of photos. It's a bunch of silly stuff. And I think what I loved about us being there is that, and you sort of noticed it even at the party, like there was an air of levity that we brought to the MLS, to the game.
And I don't want to say that people take it too seriously, but like they are who they are. They are people. They're journalists. They're media.
Yes.
Their first instinct isn't to make someone laugh or to try to have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this is them letting loose. It's not, this is them relaxing. For us, this is an opportunity to go and meet people. And as soon as you and I start talking, it's just natural. We've been comedians for close to a decade. Your mind wants to make that person laugh. So we're out here having fun and just, you know, messing with people. Like Juan Agudelo was like, oh yeah, you guys are comedians, right? And then 10 minutes in, he goes, wow, you guys really are comedians.
Yeah, it's not like it's just some stupid thing we say at parties.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait, you didn't believe us before? Wait, you saw our stuff. So it's like, I think you're right. I think we brought something that then I don't think they've had before.
Yeah, that's really what it felt like. And look, maybe we were being, you know, a little silly, maybe not the most classy.
Right, but professional sometimes.
Yeah, not even, look, but from the perspective of a comedian, we were the most professional,
oh,
right?
100%.
We wouldn't bug anybody. We made a couple jokes, made some people laugh. Yeah, we were joking around on the pitch and just sort of living that moment. Like,
yeah.
I've never been on a professional football pitch and just talking
about
during a cup celebration.
I mean, come on.
That's insane.
Who's done that before?
So rather than like, you know, a lot of the people in the press, they can't ever really like, oh my God, I'm on the pitch right now.
No, they got to keep it composed.
Exactly, because their boss is like, all right, Roger, can you just like tone it down a little bit?
We're going to need to talk to you when you come in.
So we experienced it, you know, to some degree as fans and lived that moment. And it was crazy and it was silly.
God.
And we made some people laugh. And that's, you know, bringing that humorous side or humorous culture to the MLS is like something I feel like we can offer. And that was it was just surreal.
Yeah, some of these people got to let their hair down. That's what we're here for. We're here to pull the scrunchie out your hair, baby. Wiggle it out. Get it out. That's what we're here for.
Get comfy.
Yeah, come on. We're going to be here for a while.
So, the game itself.
The game was, look, it wasn't the most exciting game probably to watch live
nil
on TV.
Nil-nil, but the game was incredibly chippy. It was intense. It was just a lot. I mean, it seemed like they could have been a fight could have broken out at some point.
And let me make a note about this. People talk about how, oh, Seattle won without a shot on goal. Like, that makes them a bad winner. No. You know what that means? That means Toronto came out to not lose, not to win.
Toronto was clearly the stronger team, especially
on
paper. Offensively, yes, they had way more chances. Look, once in extra time when they took out, was it in extra time or was it in regulation when they took out Jordan Morris? That was accepting, like, look, we're probably not going to score.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do in penalties.
Since their other striker, Alex Anderson.
Yeah, he got hurt in training.
Yeah, we were at practice when he got carried
up. We were at practice.
Guys. Yeah. So they didn't have any other options. You
exactly.
know, Deuce clearly not going to go out there. He's running around with an IV, you know? he can't do that. you know, and although he was there celebrating.
That's right.
You know, so the only option they really had was to bring in another midfielder, a more defensive midfielder, and Nicholas Ladero moved up top.
That's right. Brad Evans came in.
Yeah.
They focused on defense because Toronto was getting, they weren't getting the best opportunities, but they got more chances than Seattle did. And that's probably it is heartbreak. It's heartbreaking for Toronto being here. Like, we sort of expected them to win. We were kind of excited about what the Toronto would look like after they won.
Yeah.
Just the city would have been just nuts.
Yeah, we were hoping to go out afterwards and just film, you know, not the destruction, but just like the jubilation.
Exactly.
And there really wasn't any. People were, and I will say this, you know, it's kind of commonplace in international soccer that you stick around and watch the cup celebration in honor of the team that beat you.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of think of it like old wars. You have honor when somebody succeeds and somebody's the victor. And I was a little bit perturbed that a lot of the Toronto fans were leaving. Look, it was freezing cold, but still, you know, watch the cup celebration and let that sink in. You know, a team came in there and played very hard and beat you. You know?
I mean, they were,
they weren't cheated out of it.
They were defensive, you know, there were stellar defensive performances on both sides, mm-hmm. like both center backs on both teams, made huge plays to prevent, like, you know, offensive.
Forget the defensive plays. Stephen Fry's
Stephen Fry. I mean, yeah,
and Josie Altidore's header might be one of the greatest saves I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, when it's a, you know, clutch. And like, there's been a bunch of people already making a bunch of memes about it. Stephen Fry was. I mean, that save was what made him the MVP of the MLS 100%. Cup,
and well deserved. Even though I thought, you know, Roman Torres, I think, played really, really strong defensively. Mm-hmm. He ran all the way forward when needed. I mean, he was all over the pitch and obviously scored the winning penalty. But yeah, I still give it to Stephen Fry.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously Seattle won in penalties. Roman Torres scored the winning penalty
and cried, hit his knees, and like in tears of joy, man. People were all around. You know, to see it live, it means, it's awesome to watch it on TV. To see it live, it means so much more.
It
man.
Really did, yeah.
It really puts like this. I have a connection to Seattle that, you know, I don't love them as a club. You know, they're not my favorite club. I don't hate them either. I don't despise them. I'm clearly an NYCFC fan, but I have so much respect for, you could see how hard they worked all year.
Especially with the poor start that they had. Oh, I mean, it was the most unexpected. Jordan Morris looked like he couldn't believe what he was experiencing. We
in
saw
his head,
him.
This is his career now. He's going to win one every year. Yeah, that's what he thinks.
Yeah. So it was great to be there. Great to experience. And it's truly something I wish for everybody. You know, like getting to experience an MLS Cup. I mean, Toronto, hopefully they stay sort of the same next season. I mean, look, when you're going to look back at this game, obviously you're going to look at the penalties. Michael Bradley missing that penalty.
Yeah, but he looked like, you know, like FIFA 17 when you play it for the first time. That's what he did.
Well, you don't know the controls from 16 to 7, from FIFA 16 to FIFA 17, where you're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, where you just sort of like pass it, they little bit lightly. That's what he did.
It was just a poor penalty. And look, from your designated player, that's you just expect more. You expect a more commanding attempt.
He's the captain of his national team.
Yeah,
you know, that's not. I was not expecting. He walked up with a lot of confidence.
Look, Toronto had, especially penalties at home, everything's in your favor. You have the advantage. And you know, they did not take advantage of that advantage.
And let's be honest, Giovinco played like garbage. He was not good. First touch was all over the place.
Yeah.
He was begging for fouls, and he wasn't getting them. Or foul calls, I should say. Yeah, he looked like the pressure got to him, to be completely honest.
Well, he didn't show the brilliance he normally does. I would say that. I mean, he made a couple bad first touches.
But the brilliance is par for the course with him. So he played well below his level.
But to you got to credit Seattle to some degree. They were, Roman Torres was completely aware. I mean, having to Chad Marshall and Torres, you know, constantly man marking Giovinco.
Yeah.
And always aware of where Altidore was and putting a body on him.
Yeah.
You know, Toronto had a couple shots on goal, but nobody really had clean chances.
No. You know, Josie Altidore tried to hit a brilliant, brilliant header. If that would have went in, that was reminiscent of Ozil's header on the weekend. If that would have went in, that would have been probably one of the greatest goals scored in MLS Cup history.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that just goes to show how hard shots on goal were. They just weren't getting that many, and none of them were really clean. I think obviously Toronto had a lot more. They didn't finish. They just couldn't finish
that's
their chances.
It.
And you know what, dude? I mean, if you're gonna ask questions, you better be ready. You know what I mean? If you're gonna sit there and you're gonna start like challenging the keeper, which I love. You know me? I'm like, yeah, hit some from far away. Let's see what happens. They just couldn't seal the deal. They just couldn't get it done, and it's a real shame. Especially, I think the fans were like begging for Sebastian Giovinco to just do something. It didn't need to be scoring, but like break down the defender and then sort of get. There was a couple times where he could have passed the ball, but he decided to take it himself and just ended up with nothing. You know, yeah. And again, you know, fouls weren't being called. But if you're gonna sit there and fall every time you're touched, it's MLS Cup final, dude. You know, this isn't a game. You know, middle of the year, dude.
Yeah, look, that's all you can take away from it. Toronto, they just came up short. They. Everything was in their favor. That's it. And they were the ones. Anything, look, when it gets to penalties, that's it. It's not about who's the better team.
No.
Anything can happen. But Toronto, this time was the better team, couldn't finish. And that's, they can only really blame themselves to some degree. Look, Seattle, again, was great. I'm presuming the weather had something to do with why both teams didn't score. I mean, that's the only thing I can kind of guess. But defensively, they were both great. And this is the result we get. Seattle wins. You know, nerves can get to people in the penalty. Who was it? Justin? Who was it? Morrow.
Morrow. Yeah.
Morrow hitting the crossbar when the penalties go into sudden death, and that's it.
And dude, he came back to like the lineup of the players waiting for him, and mm-hmm. they were all tapping him on the head. He was you know, knocking the hands away. You could see it really. He's probably still bothered about it. He's gonna be bothered about it for a long time.
Exactly.
He looked like he let down the entire city of Toronto, and you didn't, dude. If you're listening, mm-hmm. I'm sure big fan. you didn't.
Yeah. So this has been. Look, we have to go.
Yeah, we gotta get out.
We have to go. So like I said, it's gonna be a shorter episode, but we're gonna talk about the MLS Cup, a couple other things, you know, even Premier League.
Yeah.
This week on the podcast, this is out today. The Monday after the MLS Cup.
Yeah, man. We're touching base. That's what we're doing.
So we just wanted to give you a peek on what the MLS Cup was like for us, so you can because it was unique, and from two comedians at the MLS Cup that's not a common thing.
No,
so
it's
we
not.
Wanted to let you know, guys.
But we hope it becomes a common thing, and we're gonna have a bunch of giveaways. We got a bunch of stuff. We got a scarf. We got a bunch of stuff that we're going to be figuring out how to give away to the fans.
Yeah.
A bunch of MLS Cup memorabilia. We hope you guys are into it.
Yeah. So make sure we're going to put out a bunch of videos about our experience here. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe.
Hit subscribe. YouTube.com/soccercooligans.
Go there immediately and subscribe, because videos are coming. A lot of them.
Yes. So, and by the way, if you've already subscribed, comment and hit like on some previous videos. And if you've done all of those things, tell some friends, man. We would love it. Yeah, we're trying to build our YouTube presence.
Exactly.
Our podcast is doing really, really well. Tell your friends if you've done everything you can. That would be really awesome.
All right, guys. You guys are the absolute best. This has been, in Toronto, Cooligans on the road. So my name is Christian Polanco.
And my name is Alexis Guerrero. Hold on. And back there is Monsion is there. And together, especially this weekend, we are the
Cooligans!